Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again for our podcast number 27. Today we have group leader Tom Daines with us, and he's going to talk to us about the topic of disciples making disciples. So Tom, welcome, and tell the people who you are in your words.
So as Kevin said, my name is Tom Daines. I've been attending Grace for just about 10 years now. My wife's been coming here much longer. A few years back, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, my wife and I started helping some of the staff here lead a group we called Explore or Discovery Group, which was for people who are sort of new to Christianity or had questions. And so from that, we were in a Grace group at the time. And then after doing that for a few years, our Grace group leaders stepped down and kind of had a bunch of changes. And then we started leading our Grace group at the time. Which has really just changed a lot, added a lot of people. People have gone off and started new groups. And so, kind of how we got here today.
Awesome. So, Tom, you've been leading group for quite a while now. I know that you're passionate about discipleship. I would love just to start this topic of disciples making disciples. What do you think that means to be a disciple who makes disciples?
So it's really, you know, in my mind, there's two different sides to it that are both important to recognize. One is, if we think back to the Great Commission in Matthew, of, you know, we're told to go and make disciples. But we've said this a lot at Grace throughout the years, of we don't just want to make disciples. We're very specific and intentional to say we want to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Certainly there's on the one side, there's a very functional reality of I can't visit and talk to every single person that is lost, that needs to be found, that needs to hear the good news. So I need to talk to somebody and then make that person go talk to somebody who's going to go talk to somebody and replicate the message. But I think it's also important, and especially for us as group leaders, to realize the biblical side of disciples making disciples making disciples. If I go and talk to somebody and share the good news and make a disciple, and they're not making disciples, well, then they're not really being obedient to God. And so just as Christ said, we're to go to all ends of the earth and make disciples, I'm doing that because certainly I want those lost people to hear the news and be saved, but I'm also doing it because it's what's commanded of me. And so certainly, if we're not making disciples who make disciples who make disciples, we're not being really smart from a functional standpoint, but we're also not being obedient. So we want to make sure we're doing that, and we want to make sure that the people we're reaching are doing that.
That's good.
So Tom, you're actually here because in group meetings in recent past, you have said some things that lead us to believe that your group is doing some of that work and being some successful at it. How have you created a culture, or how have you instigated that to happen in your group?
Well, yeah, certainly after you guys ask that question, I really start to think about it. First and foremost, certainly not, by no means is it what myself or, you know, my wife co-leads the group. Certainly no credit to us, all credit to God for what he's doing that space every week in and week out. But yeah. You know, I do think there are things that we as group leaders can do to help facilitate that. And one is certainly really knowing the people in your group, both on a personal level, but also sort of at a psychological level. And what I mean by that is knowing what is going to create an environment for those specific people to want to engage, to want to speak and share their thoughts and feelings. And so I think that's part of it. That's something that my wife and I have tried to do very intentionally for a long time. And what we start to see is, as we have our conversation week in, week out, it honestly doesn't matter what the topic is, whether we're going through a chapter of a book of the Bible, or if we're going through that week's message guide, something will bring us in that conversation to a point where I know there are certain people in that group we're going to talk about. Oh man, I met this couple at Starbucks last week and we had this awesome conversation. And so many of the people that just start sharing how through the way they're living their lives and the way they're interacting with people, that it's giving them opportunities to share Jesus. It was 2 really quick examples that were very, just to be specific, we had one couple in our group who was out at dinner at a work function, and just out of nowhere, a couple from another table they didn't know, never met, came over and asked them if they went to church. The couple themselves didn't go to church, and they were like, that's super random. Yes, mm-hmm. we do. Why? And so they were just kind of talking about how they were interacting with each other, and they, you know, they noticed they weren't drinking alcohol and things like that. And so we've heard very similar stories from a lot of our group members where it's just not losing and missing out on those everyday opportunities mm-hmm. to show people what it means to be a Christian, and not even just tell them, and letting those opportunities present themselves.
And so, Tom, you're talking about not just evangelism, but doing life with someone to, in a minuscule way, replicate the group life in a one-on-one or having coffee or lunch or with a coworker or a neighbor. When you hear those things happen in your group, what do you do with that?
Certainly, it's one of those things that I really try to take note of it in my memory. I really try to, because, you know, whether it's this conversation or conversations we're having with other group members, you know, we want to make sure people hear that. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times people can get into this mode where they think, oh my gosh, I'm not a scholar. I can't talk about the Bible. I can't tell people about God. And they don't realize how, you know, I don't want to use the word easy, but in a sense, how easy it is if you're living life the way God tells us to. It is a lot easier than you would think to bring up those things in conversation and really put yourself in positions to share the word of God. And so I think it's also one of those things where you have to pray about it and be very intentional about it. And it's one of those things also because it's something that God wants us to do, and it's something we should also want to do out of love and reverence to God. If we're praying to God to put us in those positions and give us those opportunities, look out, because it's going to happen.
That makes so much sense to me because, you know, God made us. He gives us this Bible, this instruction manual for life, and all the different aspects of how we live and function with others and our interactions with other humans. So if we take the time to do some life with other people and meet with them on a regular basis or even semi-regular situations in their life that they tell us about, we can relate back to the Bible and then give some mm-hmm. Feedback or instruction or just wisdom out of the Bible to help them. And that's discipleship.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, the way you said that too, you know, I think it's also really important to realize it's not just about doing something in passing. It's not just let me throw mm-hmm. a Bible verse somebody or say, mm-hmm. you know, thoughts and prayers or mm-hmm. I'm praying for you. It's being very intentional to want to develop that relationship. And it's also something that I think just from standpoint in the world today, most people aren't accustomed to that. Mm-hmm. And so when they see somebody making a very concerted effort to have not just a passing, oh, here's some stuff about God, but to really say, hey, I want to make sure you understand this and that you can start to learn about God and we can have a friendship too, because at the end of the day, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I think people take note of that. And that's what really starts to set it apart.
Tom, one last thing. We're going to run out of time here in a minute, but what would be one thing you would tell group leaders to do, to start doing, or pay attention to as they lead their group for the rest of this semester?
I think it's probably twofold. One is certainly take the time and make sure you know your people. Again, like I said before, know them on a personal level, and again, sort of on a psychological level. But make sure you're going out of your way to present the opportunity for people to talk about that. Because whether they're doing it actively or they're sort of hesitant to it, draw that out. Because the hesitation is good because it gets them to talk about it, gets people to share their ideas. But the people that are doing it, make sure they're talking about it too. Because more often than not, if I'm Joe member one and I hear Joe member two talking about you know, how they talked about Christ today at work, they're going to think, oh gosh, well, you know, they work at a mechanics shop. I work at a school. Of course I can talk about God.
Yeah.
And so setting good examples and making sure people follow up.
That makes a ton of sense. Well, group leaders, that's our time for today. That's your action step. Make sure you talk about it. Make sure you rise the conversation around disciples who make disciples in your group. And then you celebrate it when people tell you that they're doing it. Thank you. God bless.